Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. We continue to discuss what it means when you sell something and you don't specify exactly what was to be included. And in the previous Mishnah, we talked about a chatzer being sold, not including specifically a base habad, an olive press, as well as the merchatz, the bathhouse. So here in our Mishnah Hey and Vav, we'll discuss when one does sell a base habad or a merchatz, what is included. So the first Mishnah here regarding the base habad, the olive press, just to make to summarize very briefly how the olive pressing works, there are two basic stages. The first stage is that they will place all the olives in kind of sacks on a big stone, something like some halfway between like a basin and a bima, like a, it's like a big thing that holds the olives. And then there's a second very large like stone wheel that goes around. You've probably seen them, and it's pushed by like a donkey, and it crushes, as it goes around, it crushes those olives on top of that basin, okay? Then after that, you basically take the crushed olive pulp, and they put them on like plates of wood stacked up on each other, and then they apply pressure from the top down to squeeze out every last drop of oil they can from the pulp. The older olive presses from the time of Tanakh were basically one long lever arm. Think of like a stapler, how a stapler works. You're putting weight on one side, and it's like a fulcrum, a long lever arm, and it crushes, puts a lot of pressure on the stacked olive pulp. Okay, the other way it can be done, and our Mishnah refers to that, is that you basically have a big screw. Think of a vise. So there's two substantial wooden beams side by side, and in the middle of the two beams is a big, like a gigantic screw, okay? And the screw basically is turned, and it puts pressure on like the plates down, and it squeezes out from the top downwards, squeezes out the oil from the pulp. So that's the second stage, and the oil is then collected as olive oil. So that's the pressing system. So it says our Mishnah, Hamocher es beis habad. If one says he's selling his wine press facility but doesn't describe exactly what components he is including in that, Macher es hayam ve'es hamamal. The yam and mamal are included. According to Bartzinor, the yam is that like stone basin, and the mamal is the big wheel that rolls around on top of it. So those are are included in the beis habad. According to Bartzinor, the reason why is these are things that are sort of essential to the olive press and that aren't ever loaned out. It's kind of one per olive press. You wouldn't borrow your friend's gigantic wheel to go grind stuff with. It's just too big and heavy. It's not appropriate. So that's why it's intrinsic and essential and part of the beis habad. According to the Rashbam, so he understands the issue here is always what's mechubar lakarka, attached to the ground. So he understands that the yam is actually like an in-ground collection, like a vat basin, where the oil flows, and therefore it's attached to the ground. And the mamal is the big, the stone basin, if you will, that's above ground, but sort of attached to the ground. So those are what are not sold, meaning he's not including the wheel in that. Ves habesulos, also included in the sale are the besulos. These are these two parallel wooden beams, the vertical beams, that hold the screw thing. Those are attached to the ground. Those are essential. You don't lend them out, and therefore they're included. Avalo machar esa achirin. The achirin, those are the wooden plates that you kind of put the olive paste on. Those would be either loaned out according to the Bar Tanura, whether they're not attached to the ground according to the Rashbam, so they go with the previous owner if he wants them. Vesa galgal. Galgal here, we mean some kind of like pulley system, like a gear that allows the big weight that's going up and down to be applied or unapplied to the stack of olives, olive paste on the plate. So that could be perhaps that's the screw, and perhaps just the pulley and lever system. Vesa kora, and also the big beam. So if you have a big beam, it's a weighted beam, back to the stapler image, if you will, the top half, the big beam that's you put the weights on to push down and crush the olives, so that kora goes with you. Because not attached to the ground, then it's portable, so it goes with the original owner. However, b'zman she'amar lo hu v'chol masha b'socho, if the sale says, I'm selling the beis habad and everything in it, So then, hare kulan mechur, and then all these other elements, meaning the plates and the galgal, whatever that is exactly, and the big beam, are all included because they're part and parcel of a Beis Chabad, even though they are movable. If he says everything inside of that's included inside the Beis Chabad, those are included. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hamocher Beis Chabad. If one sells his Beis Chabad and doesn't even say everything inside of it, still Macher Esakora, the big beam is included because, like, the essential component, says he, of the whole Beis Chabad, the one thing which you can't, you know, so to speak, of the pressing components that you just you have is totally special to this one particular Beis Chabad is that big massive beam, like this massive piece of timber. So that stays behind, says he. Okay, again, halach l'maisa, I can't say. It depends on what would be normal in our time and place.